And we're now live on WSJU Radio St. John's University, Queens, New York, with the one and only Ira from Staten Island. Ira, how are you doing?
All good. What's happening, man? How are you?
Doing pretty well. We were just discussing the Dak Prescott contract, which is surprising. He's not a top five quarterback, as you said, and then the injury issues. But how are you feeling about the Jets right now? Because we saw the press conference of the new coach. We heard Douglas come out and say that he's basically going to build this team through the draft.
And I'm good with that. I think that's the right way to do it. I'm not sure how quick of a turnaround you can have. It probably takes a year, 2 years. But I do like Douglas's philosophy. And he did say that when he took the job. So, it took him a year and a half to kind of flush out what he had, including the coach. And now they're going forward. And hopefully these two men are going to be able to work together well. And it all starts basically with the legal tampering period starting next Monday. We'll start getting a clearer picture of how they're going to attack free agency. Once they do that, I think we'll have a much better idea of, besides maybe drafting a quarterback, is how they're going to approach the draft.
It's interesting hearing the reports about building through the draft, because I'm someone that would love to use these players to come through free agency, because I think they need someone like Allen Robinson. By the time they get to the 23rd pick, which is the second pick that they have in the first round, Devontae Smith, Jamar Chase are not going to be there. Kyle Pitts was even projected to go to the Jets from, Mel Kiper, which was surprising.
Yeah. Yes, no, that's true. But with that said, if you look at last year's wide receivers in the draft class, and this year it's going to be the same thing, there's some real good value in the second and third rounds this year. I mean, even a guy like Bateman out of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that.
And the kid that I really like is a kid, I think he's out of Florida, the kid Tony. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he has a lot of possibilities. Once again, I don't see Douglas spending $20 million on a wide receiver. I'm sure they'll address it. I think probably you're looking at maybe Curtis Samuel, Juju Schuster, Corey Davis, those type of players. And on top of that, I think they'll end up drafting one. I really do. But to me, the key, and at least in my mind, my number one target in free agency is Hunter Henry.
The tight end.
Yes. This system that, LaFleur is bringing over here. San Francisco's offense pretty much runs through the fullback and the tight end. And they need their George Kittle. And this guy, Hunter Henry with the Chargers, this guy's averaging 60-something catches, 5-6 touchdowns a year. He's going into his fifth year. If they don't franchise him and he does hit the market, I think the Jets I think it's key that they get him and they get a pass rusher. I think those are the two most important positions right now in free agency, at least in my eyes.
How do you feel about bringing over Joe Thuney from the Patriots?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Whether it's him or Sheriff, I think they will address that. I think last year they made a play for him, but I think he got franchised last year. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he's a Jet. The only hesitation I have about that is that usually Patriot players, once Belichick lets them go, they usually don't play up to expectations once he lets them leave. But, I'm going to give Douglas the benefit of the doubt. And it is a guard, and these guys could play well into their early 30s and be productive. So, I think, you get me 30, you get me one of the second-tier receivers. And whether it's Matt Judon, if he's too expensive, they bring it over Kerry Hyder from San Francisco, because there's going to be at least 3 or 4 players they're going to bring over from the Niners. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a great start.
I think so. And it's interesting how you said that once these players leave Belichick's hands, they're not the same. Look at Nate Solder.
That's a perfect example.
It's just the perfect example, and it bothers me about Thuney. And we spoke, the last time that we spoke, we said that we wanted Zach Wilson, and it's looking that way that we're going to get him this year.
Yes. I mean, it's funny, when the whole Watson thing hit, I was okay with giving up, you know, maybe 3 picks in a playoff, possibly. But as time has gone on, and the more I've spoken to people in the business, the more I've watched film and listen to red things, you know what? I'm good with keeping my picks and drafting Zach Wilson.
Yeah,
I really am.
I am too.
But you're not going to get Watson for 2 picks. It's not happening.
No. I think they should go with Wilson. I said that to you back in, I think when we talked in January.
Yeah.
It's time now. I think it's time to move on from Sam. The thing about Zach Wilson, I was reading some reports on and watching videos where people were analyzing his play in college, is that he does have some trouble reading the field, but he can make all the throws.
Yes, but I also heard from other people that he processes it well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the reading thing is going to be probably a coaching and a learning thing,
mm-hmm.
but he processes stuff very well. And, you know, I just think his ceiling is very high. You know how I feel about Sam. It's time to move on.
Yep.
And I think, quite honestly, nothing against Sam. I think he could be, you know, a middle-of-the-road quarterback. I think right now Zach Wilson is higher than Donald.
I think so too, 100%. I was never a big Darnold guy. I told you that before. I think Baker Mayfield was the guy to get for the Jets or Josh Allen. I know you're a big Josh Allen guy.
Yeah.
Darnold just wasn't that pick for me. I gave him the benefit of the doubt, of course, as a Jet fan. Let's see what he could do with the first couple of years. I really haven't seen anything that exciting. Now we have the opportunity to start fresh with a new regime, new coach. It's time with Zach Wilson now, and he's gonna fit the LaFleur offense.
Oh, he's a perfect fit. And I don't mean to get off this topic, but just I got to throw this in. You mentioned Josh Allen. He's probably the happiest man in America because he could probably send a bouquet of roses over to Jerry Jones because he's going to be up for a contract after this year. So I can't imagine what he's going to get paid.
Oh, after that Dak Prescott contract, it's just insane. It really is. And I would love to have your take on the Marcus May situation because they're saying that the Jets are probably going to franchise him, but his agent is complaining saying that he wants a contract. Do you think he's deserving of it?
Yeah, 100%. First of all, I got to know him a little. You know, I wasn't around the facility last year because of COVID. But, you know, previous years I got to know him a little. Great guy. He's become the most well-respected player in that building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he stood up when Greg Williams made that ridiculous call against the Raiders.
Yep.
He graded out as the number 4 safety in Pro Football Focus in the league. Is he a number 4? I'm not sure. Is he top 10? Absolutely. Is he worthy of $15 million? Because the last couple of contracts that went out, the average got a little over 14. Probably not. The franchise tag is, I guess, about $11.5 million. I think the Jets are going to end up tagging him, and then they will sign him at some point before July. But my take on it is, and I've said this in other places, is it's a new regime. You're starting fresh. The Jets have a bad reputation
mm-hmm.
about not taking care of their own players for the most part. They let a lot of people leave. I look at DeMario Davis and look at a career he's had with the Saints.
Yep.
The Jets let him go twice.
Yeah, and when he went to the Browns the first time.
Right, then we got a second shot. I mean, we let him go again.
Yeah,
he's another class act. To me, I just think I would have done things a little differently. I don't know where the negotiations, if there are any at all, where they started out. But if May was asking for market value in the 14 range, I probably would have done it just to show the rest of the players in the NFL, you know what, the Jets have really turned the page and they're going to do things differently. I just think it would, first of all, because they're going to end up paying them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think they could have got off to a better start sending a message to other free agents that, you know what, come to the Jets, they're going to do the right thing by you. I think, you know, right now they've lost that opportunity unless they surprise me between now and the end of the week.
Mm-hmm. I think they should definitely sign him to a contract. He's deserving of it. It's all about setting that precedent of that this organization cares about their players. We've seen a lot of players leave this organization and do great things elsewhere. Something that bothers me with Joe Douglas, even getting back to the draft situation, is that this organization has never been able to draft more than two or three great players in a draft. I mean, besides Nick Mangold and what's his name? I can't think of it. The other, DeBrickashaw Ferguson. Yes,
right.
Yes, DeBrickashaw Ferguson. Besides that, I mean, there hasn't been too many drafts where the Jets have been able to find two gems in one draft class. I was thinking about all these players that the Jets have drafted over the years. Chad Hansen, Devin Smith from Ohio State.
Oh, Darius Stewart.
Yeah.
Back-to-back. Darius Stewart and Chad Hansen.
Yep.
And Jalen Sanders. I mean, you know, it's funny. You look at the receivers they drafted. Now, I'm pretty sure I'm right on this, but the last wide receiver that they drafted that had a 1,000-yard season was Jericho Cotchery, and he was drafted 2004. That's, what, 17 years
yeah.
ago? I mean, and he was a fourth-round pick.
Yep.
So I mean, what are we talking about here?
He made such a difference for Sanchez.
Oh my God, he was Sanchez's. Yeah, between him and Dustin Keller, I mean, you know, those are his two go-to guys. You know.
Yep.
Really. And once again, the Jets did the wrong thing. You know, Tannenbaum decided he's going to move on. They bring in Plaxico Burress, Derek Mason, and they let Jericho Cotchery leave, which was pretty much put the nail in the coffin for Sanchez.
Yeah, it did. I know we talked about in the last time that we spoke. But I'm worried about this draft. Just think about all the other players. D. Milner, he was another one. Jason Morrow.
How about Darren Lee, Christian Hackenberg?
And Darren Lee was a first-round pick out of Ohio State.
Well, look at the Christian Hackenberg.
I talked about that the last time. I mean, the negative yardage he has when he played the Giants in preseason, this guy. And that was the reason why we spoke about it last time as well, why we didn't get Mahomes or even Deshaun Watson.
That's right. It prevented us from drafting one of those two players. It's just – and you know, I could go way back into the 80s and the 90s with players that they picked. I mean – It's crazy. It really is crazy. But I do think, now listen, Douglas's draft class, listen, Becton was a no-brainer.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, so, you know, I mean, I'll give him credit for it, but that wasn't a hard decision. Mims, I think the jury's really out on him. Mm-hmm. I think he could be a good number two. But after that, besides the punter, I mean, I think Hall, I think he could possibly be a good corner. The fourth round, you know, Morgan, the quarterback, you know, what's it going to be, a third string? Cameron Clark, the offensive lineman, he didn't touch the field. In the third round, Ashton Davis. I mean, it looks like he's not the answer at safety.
No, not at all.
And then you got Michael Pirine. I mean, he looked like just an average running back.
Yep. So I'm not too happy about the running backs in this Jets team. I even said to you with the 23rd pick, I think the Jets should really focus on Harris or Etienne.
You know what? I think if somehow they could get, I mean, I'm not talking, you know, Lawrence Taylor, but if they could get a legitimate edge pass rusher, I think it's pretty safe to say whether it's the second pick in the first round, like you just said, or even their second round pick, I think that will be a running back.
Yeah, I think you got to build weapons around Wilson. You got to get him those weapons because – it's time. You got to make these quarterbacks feel comfortable. You can't throw the quarterback out there with no weapons because he's not going to thrive. We saw that with Darnold. They put no pieces around him.
No, absolutely. And of course, he couldn't elevate the talent that was around him.
Nope.
That's one of the pitfalls that I'll stand by. You know, all the Darnold supporters, and I get it. You know, I'm not disrespecting anybody's opinion. It's just my eyes don't lie. And it's just he's never made players around him better.
Nope.
And I don't think he ever will. I think he could be a good systems quarterback that, you know, could get you anywhere between 7 and 9 wins. And, you know, maybe get you into a playoff, you know, win a wild card game. But I think that's about the max you're going to get out of the guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wish him well, you know. I mean, there's a lot of rumors, whether it's Washington or San Francisco. You know, those are the two teams that you hear the most. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes to one of them. I don't know what Joe Douglas is looking for. I mean, Josh Rosen, I think the Dolphins got a 2 and a 5 for him.
Mm-hmm.
or they gave up a draft. I forget how it worked, but Rosen was traded for a 2 and a 5. Tonight, if you told me you could get me a 2 and a 5 for Stamp tonight, I take the papers, I deliver them myself.
Yeah. I would too. I mean, I've been wanting Sam out of here, especially when as soon as the whole Mono thing happened, I was done. I couldn't take it anymore. It was always something with him.
I know. I mean, I can't blame him for that, but I get where you're coming from. I really do, you know. And it's a shame because he's a good kid. He's a hard worker. It's just, you know what? Sometimes wrong time, wrong place. And I just think, you know, I think he falls under that category. You know, maybe if he was drafted by a different team, a little bit of a more quarterback-friendly team, maybe he would have, you know, got his act together a little sooner. But once again, like we keep on circling back, what is his ceiling? And yeah. I think it's average at best.
I agree with that. And something that people didn't like about Darnold, especially Jet fans, is that he was always sticking up for his coach, Gase. I get that he was trying to build that quarterback-coach relationship, but there were times where Darnold could have just thrown him under the bus.
Oh, 100%. Well, I've used this. You know, when Flacco came in, and I think he got shut out when he played against the Dolphins, but he was shaking off the rust. I think he had a decent half against the Cardinals in a loss, because you know, they lost all their games until that Ram game.
Yeah.
But the other two games, the Bronco game and the Patriot game, you know, Flacco put up, you know, 27 and 30 points in a losing effort. They were marching the ball up and down the field.
Yep.
And at that point, Perriman, Mims, and Crowder looked like that receiving core was just fine. But yet, when Donald had them, that offense didn't move like it did with Flacco. And that's alarming.
It is, and it just speaks to what type of quarterback that Sam Darnold is, and he's not one to really orchestrate this offense. And Zach Wilson is the guy. We said that the last time when we spoke, Zach Wilson. But then there's people out there, you see in the comments on the YouTube videos, Fields has the arm. Fields has the arm, and it's tricky sometimes, because then there'll be times I look at the play tape, but these guys in Ohio State, these receivers were wide open.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, the one thing I was very high on Fields until his Northwestern game in November.
Yeah.
That kind of threw up a red flag, and that's when I kind of jumped on the Zach Wilson bandwagon. Now, in a perfect world, I would love Zach Wilson to be built like Justin Fields and have a little, you know, bulk on him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not the case. Listen, Joe Montana wasn't a very big guy either. So, I think Zach Wilson, if he learns how to slide and he learns how to get out of bounds, I think, you know, with any bit of luck, I think he could just be just fine. The one thing I need to see, with all the tape I've watched, I mean, I've seen a couple of throws when he's under pressure, but for the most part, he's had a clean pocket. And most quarterbacks do fine, but you could just tell. To me, Zach Wilson has the it factor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you can't coach.
He beat Steve Young's record at BYU.
That's right. And when you get a guy that you're looking at and he has that special quality where it's possibly the it factor, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that that's the guy you're going to draft.
I know it may not even happen, but would you be surprised, because Darnold was projected to be the first quarterback taken in that draft class, and Baker Mayfield that day was just the apparent number one pick. Would you be very surprised, or do you think it could happen that Zach Wilson goes number one overall, because his projection right now is skyrocketing?
Well, I know. I'd be stunned. I wouldn't be disappointed, because we're getting Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you heard Chris's Sims remarks.
Yep.
Now, I'm not on your show saying that Zach Wilson is better than Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, no, not at all.
But they do throw different balls.
Mm-hmm.
That they do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Chris Sims is right. You know, Trevor Lawrence missed a lot of open receivers. A lot of his stuff is check down and wide receiver screens. Zach Wilson makes throws that quite frankly,
are difficult.
Trevor Lawrence, yeah, and Trevor Lawrence might be able to. I just haven't seen him make the throws that Zach Wilson does.
No. Out of all three quarterbacks in this draft class, Zach Wilson, well, the top three, Zach Wilson makes the best throws.
Yes, yes. You could just see it. You see the spin on his ball and how tight his throws are most of the time. And you know, when I look at it, I don't even look at the ones where the receivers are open by 15 yards. I look when, you know, when he completes a pass, where the defender is. And so many times he puts the ball only one place. The receiver either catches it or it's going over the guy's head or going out of bounds. He always places the ball away from the defender. And that's a good thing. You know, can he do it at the next level? I think he can. Of course, you know, he may need a little time. One thing also about him, you know, a lot of college quarterbacks, you know, they're basically in a shotgun.
Yep.
Wilson has taken snaps under center and in the shotgun, which is also a good thing.
He could play well in the pocket, and then he's even mobile enough to move outside the pocket and make throws.
Yes, yes he is. Either way, going left or right.
Yeah, it's insane what he can do, and the fact that his draft value is skyrocketing, it isn't surprising, because we were calling for this the last month.
That's right.
Zach Wilson's the guy, and let's hope that they make the right move with that 23rd pick. I think it should be a running back or even the second round pick. I think it should be a running back. I really do.
Well, we'll see how it plays out. There's another running back in North Carolina that's projected like in the draft. I think his name is Williams.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy I also, you know, the other two are gone, I would consider taking him maybe in the second round. But they need so much. I think how Douglas is going to play this, I think he's going to, in free agency, attack the offensive line, maybe get the tight end, maybe get, you know, a corner or two, get the pass rusher. And I think in the draft, he's going to hit his skill position players. He's going to get his running back. He's going to get a receiver, even though he'll probably sign one in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to build that way. I really do.
Do you see any more roster cuts? I heard that they may cut Ryan Griffin and release even Jamison Crowder. I was reading that.
Yeah, I think Ryan Griffin is foregone conclusion. He's gone. Crowder, you know, I like Crowder a lot. It's just... considering it's his last year of his contract, it's pretty up there for a slot receiver. I know they have a lot of money, but there's this guy, Bournet, coming out of San Francisco, who's a slot receiver, that's a couple of years younger, to put up, you know, maybe three-quarters of the production that Crowder can for probably half the price. So if they go out, and, you know, I'm just going to throw out a name, let's say they get Schuster for like $14 million or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, if Crowder don't want to restructure, you know, he could be a cap casualty. And, you know, maybe they bring in this guy Bournet from San Francisco. I'd be disappointed, but I could see that as a strong possibility.
I could see that as well, especially with the new coach connection from San Francisco. Ira, is there anything else you love to tell the audience up here? Any more projections that you have? And, you know, you're always welcome to come on the show.
No, just listen, great show. I'm glad you took my call and
I always will.
And next week, I think free agency is going to be hot and heavy. I think starting Monday, the legal tampering period, I think you'll hear a lot of stuff coming out from the agents about where people are signing. So looking forward to it.
Yes. And I'll tell Marty Lyons this Wednesday. I have him on my show. I'll tell him he said hi.
Oh, that sounds great. What time is it going to be on?
It's going to be on at 9 p.m.
Oh, great. I'm going to listen to it. Yeah, Marty's a great guy, so definitely send him my regards.
I will. All right, Ira. Anytime you want to reach out, we'll get you in. We'll definitely get you into the schedule.
Sounds good. Be safe and be healthy.
You too, Ira. All right, take care.
All right, man.
And go Jets.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
You too.